Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome to the Miles Mikulski podcast, where we talk to some of your favorite artists and talk all things music related, mainly hip hop, but you know, you might have to fling in a few things along the way. If you enjoy any of the content, make sure you follow me on socials at Miles Mikulski. Basically, it's in my name. If you're listening to it right now, you'll be able to see my name right there. I ain't gonna spell it out because that's kind of long still, but follow me on socials to keep updated on who the next guest will be in the future. Anyway, without further ado, let's get into another episode of the Miles Mikulski podcast. What's going on, people? Joining me is a young singer on the rise, part of a very, very big collective who are very, very famous at the moment. Eli Darby, man. What are you saying? What are you saying, my guy?
What's up, Miles? How are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, man. We're here to talk about your brand new project, Left on Red. And I know some girls out there are probably upset that you're doing that to them right about now. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, talk us through. Congratulations for releasing the project. And how do you feel now it's out and everyone's heard the tracks?
Thank you so much, man. I'm super excited. The fan engagement, the support that I've been getting, it's been amazing. The DMs, like, people really like love my music, and it's just been like a little overwhelming, but like really just cool because, like, damn, I'm an artist. Like, people really like my music. They play it, add it to the playlist. And I wrote this EP from the heart, really. So I'm just happy like people like me for me, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, for you then, if you're, because sometimes some people write songs and it's for the moment, but you're writing these songs from the heart. So, like, what was that first record that helped shape this whole EP together?
I would definitely say track one, Gaslight. I wrote it about a friendship. Me and this girl, we were best friends since middle school, actually. And, you know, high school came around, you know, skin glowing, you get a little taller, you know. Yeah. So we decided to be more than friends, and one thing led to another, and she did some like just really fucked up shit. And I was talking to one of my other friends, and I was like, yo, like, why is she doing this? Blah, blah, blah. My friend was like, she's gaslighting me. I was like, what does gaslight mean? So I'm like looking it up online, like, what does gaslight mean? And I found out it means mental and psychological manipulation. Through that, around that time, a guy by the name of DJ Dahi, shout out to DJ Dahi, he did Loyalty by Rihanna, Kendrick, a lot of Burn Fire ass stuff, and he sent me the sample, and I produced as well. So I go into Logic, I flip the sample, and I add drums to it, and I'm singing on top of the sample. Last night, we was breaking rules in a fast life, seeing how you moving, it don't feel right. And yeah, so I produced and wrote the first song, track one, Gaslight, and that was really like the big portion of Left on Red.
Yeah, I mean, that was like, obviously that story is kind of mad, but at the same time, it's good that you're going through these things at a young age, because the more you go through life and then these like red flags basically come up, like, it can mess you up. Yeah. You know, so I'm glad that you're going through it young, you're able to flip that and make a song and secure the bag. You know what I'm saying? That's the main part about it. You know what I'm saying? And sure. Gaslight was one of the songs that came out. Did that come out in 2021 or 2020?
2021.
Because you kind of blew up. I know it's in America, it's slightly different, but for us, like in the UK, like, you blew up during like our lockdown. And a lot of people started discovering you and was like, yeah, this is a lot, like a very, very big vibe. So, like, of course, you've probably got international fans and stuff around you. And I mean, I got asked the question, did the girl that you were singing about, one, does she know? She knows now that the record was about her, but has she listened to the song? Has she slid in your DMs and said something like, yo, don't do that again?
Well, the one about Gaslight about it's funny. We actually did talk about it because I told her, I was like, yeah, that shit was about you. And because she had asked me about it, and I was gonna lie. Fuck it. No, we cool. Yeah. That's the homie.
I'm glad. Listen, I'm glad there's a positive ending and you saw the Gaslight, you kept it moving. But of course, like, you've got a few other tracks on there, and of like the big one that everyone's kind of been gravitating towards is Black, who's obviously part of Love Renaissance as well. So like, when you kind of surround yourself with people like, you know, your Blacks, your Summer Walkers, how do you feel? Like, are you kind of really excited to be around them and kind of learn off them? Have you taught them a few things? Like, how's the dynamic for that?
Yeah, man, shout out to the big bro Black. I met him 2 years ago in the studio in LA, and we just talked and we exchanged numbers, and we've been like really good friends ever since. He's always, you know, supporting me. And I had the idea for Lately, but I was like really nervous to send it to him. And I was like, I don't really want anybody else on this but him. So I like texted him the idea that I had, and I was like, yo, would you be down to like hop on this? He was like, yeah, no. And I was like really surprised. He sent me the verse back, and that shit was, I'm not gonna be honest, man, that shit was so good that like I had to go back into the session, add a couple more vocals, add a couple more just because the man was spitting on it, if I'm being honest. And yeah, man, shout out to Black, because he's a real one, really genuine guy, mad talented. Shout out to Summer 2, the big sis.
For me personally, I don't think Black's dropped like a bad verse or song in a long time. So like you said, sometimes when you're getting into those situations, you feel like, well, let me just touch up my stuff to make sure that it makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I did. You know?
Yeah. Listen, and you made a great song out of it as well. And that's the main thing, do you know what I mean? And like for you now, I guess once, you know, sometimes these EPs and projects get released and everyone's had their say on what their favorite track is, like for you, what is your go-to track off this tape at the moment? Like, because obviously, like you said, some of these songs maybe are a couple years old now, written, and then you've recorded them and you flipped them and you've produced them yourself. But like, what's your favorite track right now?
It always switches up, but right now, I was talking to my friend about this. Right now, I have to go with Go Home, because that was the last song that I recorded before we put it out. And I'm gonna tell you the story of the whole entire situation of Go Home. So this is like right when I just moved to Atlanta, and I've been here for a couple months, and I got my condo, I got my apartment. And it started with this girl. She had DM'd me a heart emoji. She replied to my story. It swiped up with the heart emoji. I was like, oh shit, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, not cute. One thing led to another. She came over to the crib. We had sexual intercourse. And she wanted to spend the night, but I had a flight to LA literally the next day. 7 a.m. flight. And I was like, and I had a fob. There's only one fob in the place. Meanwhile, this is my first time meeting her. I don't really know this girl. So I'm like, I'm not about to just give you my fob. You just stay here while I'm in LA. There's no way.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, you gotta go. Like, you can't stay here. You can't spend the night. And she's like, sort of getting mad at me. Like, really? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, like, I dead ass have a flight at 7 a.m. And so come around like Christmas time, and I'm like, we haven't spoken since. And I text her, I was like, hey, hope you're doing well. And she never texted back. And that's where the whole entire Left on Red concept came from.
Okay, well, that's a bit mad. That's actually mad. To be honest, I'm glad that you kind of kicked her out, to be fair. Like, because if you left her in there, firstly, she's taking all your stuff. You ain't got no home to go back to. That one fob, that's her house now. You know what I'm saying?
And so, she had three brothers. And they was like on some like street nigga shit.
Yeah, you ain't fighting three of them. You might fight one. You might win against one. But two on one for you, it's okay.
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's why you're like, saying. I texted her Christmas. And like, I was like, yeah, hope you're doing well. Hope everything's okay. Shawty did not respond. And I talked to my A&R. And I was like, I was just like telling him about like all the situations I was going through, like some like teenage shit, like shit that, you know, my peers can really relate to. Yeah. And he was like, Left on Red. And I was like, that's corny, bro. Like, but then I like sat with it, and I'm like, damn, left on red, and it has a ring to it, and it's like really like true to me. And as a matter of fact, take a pause. I posted this TikTok three days ago, and it was a TikTok of what would you do, what to do after being left on red. And it got like 1.2 million views in like 3 days. That just shows you what left on red, how relatable it is to everybody.
The thing is, like, when it comes to being left on red, it doesn't matter who you are, yeah. Even these biggest celebrities in the world, these big, listen, I know people that Trey Songz been left on red before. Do you know what I mean? Maybe not now, maybe not the level he's at and that, but there's people will get left on red, you know, I don't care, because people are not having it. So I'm just glad you're somehow managing to make these situations. You're manifesting them and making money out of them. That's what I like. I just don't want to see a couple of years time, yeah, that you're doing, you're moving too mad and you can't make tunes out of the songs that you're doing, yeah? Just chill, you know what I mean? Like, you got to send a few more DMs before you can let people slide through, you know what I'm saying? But coming up then for you, like, for the rest of the year and your plans and stuff, like, we've got this project now. It's still relatively early in the year, obviously. Are you looking to jump on features now, or are you looking to drop maybe a bigger project later on in the year or next year? What's kind of the situation for you now?
So, what's really next? And we got the whole plan. We got the platform. We got the plan. We got it all. So, 2 months we gonna, I say like around 2 months we gonna drop another EP. A whole new set of songs. I'm in the studio. Actually, I just did an all nighter today. Just like I was like, the time I was like, yo, I gotta finish this goddamn song. Got in the studio at 7, didn't leave till 7 in the morning. And I'm in the studio putting this EP out, getting the next one out. I'm doing a trilogy. So Left on Red, you know, Kanye did College Dropout, Graduation. It's gonna be a whole trilogy. And then I'm gonna go on tour. Then at the end of the year, I'm gonna drop the album.
Yo, you've got a very, very big year coming up, you know. That's amazing. Are you coming over to Europe, or are you staying in the US for now?
Well, I'm coming to Europe. Actually, I was supposed to come to Europe to open up for summer, because of COVID and, you know, just the logistics of things, I wasn't able to go. I'm definitely coming to Europe. We gotta go out to UK. Go out to the UK, baby.
I hear it. Listen, some of these girls we've been imagined though. I don't know if you can slide and do what they did. That's what I said. Do you know what I mean?
I heard y'all got great food. Y'all have great food? That's what I heard.
Well, the thing is, what type of food do you like? Because that's the thing. I could direct you in the right plot.
Mm-hmm. I like sandwiches. I like, you know, seafood.
Sandwiches? When you say sandwiches, do you mean like chicken sandwich, or do you mean actual sandwiches? Because they mean two different things in the UK.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, regular sandwiches. I like chicken sandwiches too, though.
Okay, cool. Yeah. We have them. Basically, what you have to do, yeah? You have to do the fancy English stuff, isn't it? It's just called high tea. It's long, yeah. Okay. You have to get these little cucumber sandwiches and that. I'm not gonna lie to you. Most black people in the UK ain't done that either, yeah. But if your income is here, you ain't done it. If your income is here, you probably done it. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, we'll do it.
Do one of them things there. If not, then listen. There's like in London, especially. Yeah, there's so many different cultures here that you can get so much stuff in it. You have to spend like a week, 2 weeks here to fully get the vibe. Do you know what I'm saying?
I said we'll definitely do it. I definitely got to come out to Europe. Love Europe. I have a lot of like, and I didn't know this. I was on IG Live earlier today. Just had a lot of just London, Europe, UK, just people. And I was like, wow, that's like really cool. I've never even been yet. But as soon as I go, like, we'll touch down. Shit, we might just go for a little dinner. Might just get some Fritz and, you know, tea, all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Do it, man. Do it. All right, man. Well, let's wrap it there. You know what I mean? Let's continue this conversation when you do come over to London. Do you know what I mean? Like, hopefully we'll be able to do this in person. But what do you want to say to all the fans out there, man, across from the UK, Europe, internationally around the world that have been supporting Left on Red and your journey so far?
I want to say thank you. This is just the beginning. EP coming out soon. Album coming out real soon. And whatever you're doing, just stay consistent. Like, whatever it is, even if it's not, you know, music, being a doctor, whatever it may be, just be consistent in it and you'll succeed.
Boy, you're hearing the wise words of a young man. Eli Darby, doing big things right about now. Bro, thank you for chatting to me today.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it, Miles.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.